as we turn to the chief director responsible for price statistics at Stats SA, Patrick Kelly, for more on Feb CPI data. Welcome, Patrick. Great to have you.
Thank you, Clarence. Good to be with you.
We were hoping the trend was going to be in the other direction. Is this something we should worry about? We want interest rates to come down. We are coming apart at the seams.
Yeah, well, I mean, we did see a slowdown in inflation in March to 5.3. That was from 5.6 the previous month in February. Look, we've come down from a kind of high of 7.8% in July 2022. So inflation has certainly been slowing over the last, 2 years or so. I mean, we're not at the lowest point, but we have been in the kind of inflation band since about September or so last year.
I think so. Maybe you should just take us through the key findings from the latest Consumer Price Index for South Africa, and then you should maybe suggest how this could impact our pocket.
Yeah, sure. So look, I mean, the big one for most consumers is food inflation. And this has also been slowing down over the last number of months. So we reached 5.1% year-on-year change in March compared to 6.1% in February. So this has certainly helped, and it's coming down from a peak of 14%. And we're actually at our lowest rate in almost 3.5 years on food inflation. And we're actually seeing some decreases in food prices, so particularly in the bread and cereals category, like flour, maize meal, ready mix flour, white bread, are actually cheaper now than they were a year ago. So I think for consumers, that's really a help. I think perhaps on the other side of the picture, one of the things we do in the March CPI is we publish increases for education fees. And so every parent who's paying school fees obviously is quite concerned about this. Overall, we recorded a change of 6.3% for education. And historically, education inflation has been higher than average inflation. And this year, it's a little bit higher than what we recorded in 2023. But it's kind of the 6.3% is pretty much the long-term average that we see for education. I mean, I could just mention that while at the country level we're at 6.3, the Western Cape's education inflation was at 5.3. So you guys are getting a little bit lower increases than the country on average. So, you know, that's something that, definitely is of importance. I think perhaps the other aspect to point out is that also in March, excise tax increases on alcohol and tobacco come into effect. So these are announced in the budget by the Minister of Finance in February. And so we do see a bump up in alcohol and tobacco prices in March each year. This year, the monthly increase was 1.9% compared to 2.2% a year ago. So a slightly lower increase this year compared to last year. And these products together are seeing a kind of 4.5% overall rate of inflation.
Yeah, are we seeing trends necessarily? And I guess the cycle of interest rate hikes have plateaued as well of late. Will that remain the trend in the foreseeable future?
Well, look, it's not our job as state to say really to look into the future, but just to monitor and record how it's been. But I think certainly one can see that we've had the slowing inflation. It's been bouncing around the kind of 5 to 6% level for a number of months. I think that food is obviously a big weight item in the CPI, and the fact that inflation rate has been slowing obviously is quite positive. What often causes upticks and slowdowns in inflation are fuel prices. These jumped up by 5.3% just from February to March. I noticed that April also has a fairly hefty petrol price increase that's already come into effect. So that would kind of balance things out a little bit on the other side. So we'll have to see how that all plays out. There are a number of areas where the increases are baked in. So prices only change once a year. So I've mentioned education. Last month, we looked at medical insurance, medical aid premiums, and they were up quite significantly. So that's in there for the year. And I guess kind of going forward, we could look at July when municipalities increase electricity and water tariffs. That often also has quite a big impact.
Yeah, and volatility in exchange rates. We've seen some volatility there. And also a pretty stubborn fuel price at about $90 per barrel. These are forever going to encumber consumer price inflation, won't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think that we are very dependent on imports. Fuel, as you mentioned, and a number of consumer goods are also imported. And we obviously have no control over the rates of exchange. And so that certainly does create an impact. You know, the timing of that is quite difficult to judge because it goes through a number of hands, you know, from the importer, wholesalers, through to the retailers. And you see some of these increases coming through quite slowly. So the timing of exchange rate shocks is quite difficult to look forward.
Sure. So from this vantage point, it looks as if the current CPI is in the targeted band.
Yeah, it is. I mean, if the Reserve Bank, you know, its formal band is 3 to 6%. It likes to look at 4.5% as a kind of its de facto sort of target, which is in the middle of that. So I guess they would still be wanting it to get a bit closer to the 4.5%.
Yeah, so I guess it'll slow as we go.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, there's a number of factors that would affect, you know, how it moves going forward, and lots of moving parts that are difficult to predict, and you know, come from a wide range of sources.
Mm. Okay, I think that information really enables us to be a little ahead of the curve. Monetary policy, of course, happens elsewhere, and we will understand how our interest rates will be impacted by that. But we need some reprieve on that front.